Welcome to Heartbeat. Today, I want to talk about hearing God's voice in our lives. And this is just the first of three. I'm going to do it by breaking it up into three parts. Today, I want to talk about recognizing God's voice in our lives. And then next week, I'm going to talk about how we can do some practical things to recognize God's voice. And then finally, I want to talk about some of the distractions in our lives that block us from hearing God's voice, or that block God's voice out of our lives. So today we'll just start with the first one, and that's recognizing God's voice in our lives. I believe that our God is a speaking God. He wants to have relationship with us. He wants to say something to us. He has a will for our lives, and he wants us to fulfill that. And so he does that by guiding us in our lives. But it can be tricky to know if God is speaking to us, to know what God's saying. Now, a few Christmases ago, for Christmas, I bought my husband a little electrical device that's called a Google Home. Now, some of you might have them in your homes or something similar to it. And the way it works, this little device, is you can connect different appliances to the device so that when I activate the device by using my voice, I say, "Hey Google," and then in my home, I can say, "Hey Google, turn on the kitchen lights," and the lights will turn on in my kitchen. My husband absolutely loves it, and to be honest, it's probably grown on me a little bit. Wasn't a fan at first, but it has grown on me. But with this little device, in order for it to operate to its full potential, it has to recognize my voice. And in order for me to operate to my full potential, I need to be able to recognize God's voice in my life. And by hearing God's voice in my life, then I'm able to be in his will and to do what he's put me on the planet to do by hearing his voice. So that's what we're going to look at today. How can we recognize God's voice? God can speak to us directly. He can speak to us with a loud, booming voice if he wanted to. But I don't know about you, but I certainly haven't heard God like that. I've heard God by the thoughts in my head, by the feelings in my heart, and by the circumstances of my life. God has spoken to me in all those different areas. And by recognizing traits of how God speaks to us, we're able to be guided by what we think God's saying to us in our lives. Sometimes I feel like trying to hear from God can be, at times, like cracking a code, trying to figure out a riddle or a puzzle. And if I can just figure it out, then I'll know what God wants me to do with my life, and I'll know which direction to go. But God isn't that tricky. He wants to be in relationship with us. He loves us so much. He wants to speak to us. So God, I believe, gives us some really obvious pointers that can guide us in our lives. And so let's look at some of the traits of God's voice. And these are just a few. I'm only going to give you four today about how we can recognize God's voice in our lives. And the first one is that our God is persistent. He wants to connect with you. He wants to talk to you. He desires this relationship with us because he loves us so much, and he wants you to get the message. So there will be times in your life where maybe you'll have some thoughts that come into your mind a lot. Maybe you'll be in conversation with someone and the topic that you've been thinking about earlier in the day comes up in conversation. Or maybe you've been praying about something and then you're chatting to someone later in the day and that theme comes up again. I believe that's God trying to say something to us by being persistent with these different themes in our lives coming up over and over again, because I feel like that's how God wants to guide us. The next thing about God's voice, traits of his voice, is that our God is always consistent with his word. He is always consistent with the Bible. God won't go against anything that is said in the Bible. You know, maybe one day, maybe you're a businesswoman, maybe you're in a meeting one day and you feel like, oh, if I just stretch the truth a little bit and inflate my sales targets that I've achieved, then, you know, that would be really good for me. Or maybe you think you're at the shops one day and you feel like, oh, if I just put that shirt in my bag, then no one will notice. And you have this thought go through your mind, no one will notice, so I could get away with it. Or maybe one day you're at the kitchen in the office and people are talking about Sally who's at her desk, and you think, you know, I could jump in on this. I could say something about what Sally did to me last week. And so you do. Or you have those thoughts in your mind of all those in those situations. If you have those thoughts, that's probably not God speaking to you, because God doesn't want us to lie, doesn't want us to stretch the truth. He doesn't want us to steal, and he doesn't want us to gossip. So when you have thoughts like that in your mind, you can be assured that that's not God talking to you, because it goes against his word. So if you want to know whether you feel like you're being directed by God in your life, you can look to the Bible, because you know that it will never go against God's word. God is always consistent with his word. The third thing, the trait about God's voice, is that our God is encouraging. Our God uplifts. He wants to encourage you in your life. He believes in you. God restores. God brings back. He breathes life into. God loves. He will never condemn you. He might convict you. He might, like a loving parent, say to you, "Hey, Emma, you could have done that a bit better. Hey, Emma, this is the kind of person I want you to be. You can go there." Our God is an encouraging God. Often I think when we think about God wanting to talk to us in our lives, we think about direction. What should I do next in my life? What job should I take? Where should I go? But God speaking to us in our lives is also more than that, deeper than that. It's not just about what should I do next. It's all about becoming more like him, drawing ourselves more to him, becoming more holy. And so when God speaks to us and encourages us in our lives, it's because he wants us to become more like him. He's encouraging us to come closer to him and to have his heart. So our God will always encourage. Whenever you're hearing God's voice, it will always be an encouraging voice. And then the fourth trait of God's voice that I want to share with you today is that our God is a God of peace. So when you've made a decision in your life, when you've stepped into something that you feel like God said to you, you will always feel peace. You might not have the whole picture, might not have the whole plan for what you need to do next, but you will feel peace. And that's something that you can be assured of when God is speaking to you, that you will feel peace. So when you're trying to see if God is speaking to your life, you can think about those four things. Is it a message that's persistent, keeps coming up in your life, in your prayer, in your conversations with people? Is it consistent with God's word? Is it consistent with the Bible? Is it encouraging to you? And does it make you feel peaceful? Because if it's all those things plus more, because there's more to God's voice that we can recognize in our lives, but if it's those things, then you can be on the right track to knowing that God might be speaking to you. And then with that, which is what I'm going to talk about next week, is looking at some practical steps of how we can put some things in our life to recognize God's voice. But also with all of this, it's always good to seek wise counsel. When you think that God's saying something to you, maybe there are people in your life you can talk to that can help you to figure that out as well. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. So why don't we now just pray about all that we've spoken about, and that as we go into our week this week, that we would be able to recognize God's voice in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we know that you're a speaking God. We know that you love us so much that you want to have relationship with us. You want to talk to us. So I pray, Lord, this week, as we go into our week, that you would help us to recognize your voice, to recognize your Holy Spirit guiding us and speaking to us by your encouraging words, by your consistency, by your persistence with things in our lives, Lord Jesus, and by the peace that you give us. And I pray that you would help us to recognize more of you guiding us in our lives. And I ask this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.